This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good to be back. My thanks to Ross Tucker for sitting in the chair yesterday.
Welcome.
Yep. Good to see the friendly faces, the smiling faces. Everybody is in a great mood except for Lezra. Todd, you're dressed in black. You're our Johnny Cash today.
I am. I was hoping for 3-3 and tied with the Chargers and one behind the Chiefs and still trying to make something of the season. And I learned and stayed up really late once again to watch them lose again in overtime in embarrassing comedy of errors fashion.
All right. Well, keep your head up, okay? See what you can
do. I'll be all right.
I think you should maybe change. Maybe change your outfit today. Maybe it would change your morale.
I feel at least for a little while I need to make a statement of black for the morbid nature of the 2020.
Or you could start rooting for another team if you wanted to. But Todd dressed in black today from head to toe. But you're a professional, and we move past
we
these
have
things.
To.
Yes. Did Russ say, let's ride, after the end of his
sure
press
hope
conference?
Not. I didn't hear it, and I hope he didn't even whisper that.
Here's Russell Wilson after the overtime loss.
You know, tonight was unfortunate. We should have won that game, we felt like. And we got to keep going. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Yep.
Ooh. Ooh.
I feel like that was cut off.
You do?
Yeah.
Manipulated?
Yeah. I feel like that soundbite was cut off before he said,
play it again. Play. Are you accusing Marvin of doctoring?
I don't know if Marvin cut that sound or if it was already cut.
All right. Okay. All right. Play it again. Here's Russ.
You know, tonight was unfortunate. We should have won that game, we felt like. And we got to keep going.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Yep.
I don't think there's any editing there. He's like, thank you. Thank you very much. Marv, did you doctor that Russell Wilson Jr. III soundbite after the overtime loss?
You know, I'm going to have my representative, Paulie, speak on my behalf.
Uh-oh.
That's a bad sign.
That's not good.
Oh, I'm his representative. I'm not supposed to say that. Marvin said he can't confirm or deny that anyone did anything with the sound to his knowledge at this time.
Okay.
That clears it up.
All right. Here's Russ on the opportunities the Broncos had last night.
No, we don't have division in our locker room. I mean, you guys saw how hard we played for each other tonight. I mean, everybody, it didn't go our way, but everybody's fighting their butts off every day. The guys up front, all line, receivers, tight ends, running backs, the defensive line, linebackers. Our safeties and corner. I mean, everybody's playing for each other. We felt like we could have won the game.
Okay. Play the one that we should have played there.
We got to answer the call. You know, it's adversity is definitely challenging us right now, but the only way I know through it all is just continue to work hard and continue to believe. I think felt like we should have won that game tonight. We got to look at the film and see what we can do better.
Oh, boy.
I feel like we could have won.
Yeah, dude, it went
to overtime.
Yeah, it went to overtime.
Yeah.
Again, the Broncos have a lot of problems. Russell Wilson's banged up. Nathaniel Hackett, the head coach, continues to make questionable decisions. You don't have a running game here. And these are self-inflicted wounds as well, because the Broncos have talent, but, you know, week in and week out, clock management had that issue. Go back to the first game against Seattle, clock management. Hey, we're going to settle for a 64-yard field goal. And then against the Chargers, you're up 10-0. End of the first quarter. Defense is good. You know, Justin Herbert didn't throw a touchdown pass for the first time in 27 games. And the Broncos came into this season with Super Bowl aspirations. Now you're just trying to make the playoffs. You know, maybe you're just trying to save face, ego-wise. You've got a head coach who seems like he's in over his head right now. You know, Russ trying to get acclimated to a new system after over a decade in Seattle. Louis Riddick, the mothership analyst, will join us. And I just want him to tell me what exactly is going on in Denver. Why is this such a struggle here for Russell Wilson? Charles Barkley is going to join us a little bit later on. Yeah. Justin Herbert is going to join us. At least it feels like. Is that a maybe, or can I pencil that in?
It's looking promising. We are hopeful to hear from Justin.
All right. Well, I'm gonna give you the credit for the booking there that Justin Herbert set to join us a little later on. Matt Ryan, the Colts quarterback, is going to join us here coming up in a little bit. I got a stat for you here that might surprise you. Has to do with Matt Ryan. In the last 5 years, including the first 5 weeks this year, Tom Brady is 17th in the NFL with 10 roughing the passer calls on players against him. Guess who's first over the last 5 years? Matt Ryan, 28 roughing the passer calls against him. Then it's Carson Wentz with 25. Josh Allen is third with 24. Ryan Fitzpatrick was roughed 9 more times than Brady was over the last 5 seasons there. Sure. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This program brought to you by Discover. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. Chargers in overtime. Carson Wentz is out. Tua's back in. Guardians, Yankees rained out. They'll play this afternoon. Phillies, Padres. Going to play tonight. That's game one of the NLCS. The NBA opens up. 76ers, Celtics, Lakers, Warriors. Feels like it's a day too soon. just one day, but it feels like this would be more of a Wednesday. Tuesday, you're still talking about Monday Night Football. You're talking about the games over the weekend. You got a little bit of baseball in there. And then here's the NBA, everybody. Lakers, Warriors, 76ers, Celtics. Got the 76ers playing, and the Phillies are playing. A lot of basketball, baseball. If they get the game in with the Yankees, I think the weather is supposed to be good. They waited a long time last night to try to squeeze that in. But the scheduling is different now, because it wasn't long ago when they decided that there was an afternoon game last Thursday and were like, nope, we're going to postpone it. There wasn't one of those, hey, we're going to keep everybody here for 2 or 3 hours. Drink up. Get some more merchandise there. Oh, we're not going to play. You got to have the context of what happened last Thursday, where it felt like they weren't in a hurry for anything. Now, you got to get ready. Got to get ready. Move on for the ALCS. Astros waiting. Yeah, Paulie.
I would love to know from like the Guardian standpoint. They didn't have a hotel room in New York City last night. Right? The Guardians, they're getting out of Dodge if that game was played. Right? They're hitting the gas.
I'm guessing.
Right. You know, they don't stay over after they play. How do you get hotel rooms in New York City on short notice for 45 dudes? Let's say staffers.
Mm.
I would love to find out how that works. Mm-hmm. Like, you call back to the residence in.
I don't know if you have contingency plans just to say,
Like the rooms are booked and you have to pay for them and they're sitting there for you.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
Like you have a school trip coming in. You know, you got, you know, 25, toddlers coming in. Seventh graders. They want to see the Statue of Liberty.
Senior class of Topeka High.
Yes, Todd.
We got to have guys sharing rooms. Well, we only have like five rooms for you guys. There's like three, four players sharing one room at the Ramada.
All right. 877-3DP show. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. We say good morning if you're watching. Peacock, our streaming partner, if you're chatting on Chat Row, and our radio affiliates around the country as well. Seton O'Connor will do the honors for our poll question.
Here's one from Paulie. Are these? I'm going to tweak it a little bit, though. How would you describe the Chargers? Super Bowl contenders? Super Bowl threatening? A playoff team?
Well, I have them winning the Super Bowl. But in true Charger form, they're all banged up. And, you know, you got a lot of big names there. And I thought, boy, that defense is going to be really good. Derwin James is great. Bosa's out. Been out, I should say. Justin Herbert's banged up. Keenan Allen's banged up. They lose their best tackle, best offensive lineman. Other than that, they feel like they're a playoff team. I don't know if, because I think there's a big separation between Buffalo and Kansas City and then everybody else. By the way, if I would have said, hey, what do the Vikings, the Bills, and the Giants have in common? Yes, Molly.
They're all NFL teams.
They are.
Oh.
They are. But they are, aren't they all 5-1?
Oh, 5-1. That's right.
Doesn't it seem like there's a big difference between Buffalo's 5-1 than Minnesota and the Giants 5-1? It's one of those where the records can be deceiving.
All 5-1's not created equally.
No, they weren't. Teams have lost consecutive overtime games. How many times do you think in NFL history? Broncos have done it. Congratulations.
Like consecutive weeks?
Yes. So prior to the Broncos, the last 2 weeks, the most recent time it happened was October of 2017. The Niners lost back-to-back overtime games. They lost to the Arizona Cardinals and then turned around and lost to the Colts the following week. 18 times in NFL history, teams have lost back-to-back games in overtime. Congratulations.
Stat of the day, stat of the day.
Bop, bop.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Fritzy's calling it the splat of the day, not the stat of the day.
Yeah, yeah. Got to call it what it is.
Yeah, I know. Here's one for you. According to NFL and CBS, their records through the first six starts with the Broncos. Kyle Orton. Oh, Orton, here's a who.
Stud.
6-0. Trevor Siemian, 5-1. Drew Lock, 4-2. Brock Osweiler, 4-2. Tim Tebow, 3-3. Teddy Bridgewater, 3-3. Russell Wilson Jr. the third, 2-4. You're okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Because your expectation level shouldn't be too high from now on.
Exactly. It just dropped significantly.
And you might get a couple of surprises with this team this year. I would expect that you're going to get a couple of surprises. Like maybe a touchdown or two. Maybe you'll get a touchdown.
A couple of first downs. I'll start with a couple of getting across midfield. Let's start with that.
Yeah. And you lost to a team that had a one-legged field goal kicker.
He was a little over...
Technically, two legs.
He had two legs. One was in use.
Right. A little dramatic. We get it.
Oh.
After each kick. Oh, my God. I got shot in the leg. Really?
Milking it. He did the post-game interview. They didn't interview Herbert. They interviewed the kicker.
Yeah. Kick four field goals, Dustin Hopkins. And, after the last one, that was it. That's all they needed.
D-Hop now.
D-Hop? Oh, yeah. No. There's already a D-Hop.
One play is one does.
D-Hop is coming back for the Cardinals this week. Just in time, salvage the Arizona Cardinals. The artist formerly known as the Arizona Cardinals. All right, we'll get to phone calls. That's the poll question we're going with. The Chargers feel like a...
Yeah, probably hour one.
Okay. All right. Play of the day also coming up. We'll get to your phone calls. Anything else that needs to be mentioned today? No, I think...
How you feeling, big guy?
Feeling great. Yep, feeling great. Colonoscopy for everybody here.
Oh, you put them on your bill? On
yeah,
your tab?
Everybody. Colonoscopies for everybody. Go get them. And the fact you don't have to drink that godforsaken liquid.
Now, that's a brand new thing, like in the past 6 months.
January.
Really?
January is where I you know, according to my doctor.
I went old school on my last one.
Yeah. Old stool. What'd you say?
Old stool. Yeah, I'm giving you that.
I'm giving you that.
Okay. All right.
Early.
All right. Let me take a break. We got Matt Ryan set to join us. How the hell are they 3-2-1? That's my first question. How are you guys 3-2-1? You're still in the mix there. You beat the Chiefs. You got the. Do they play the Titans every other week? Or is it every third week because they have the Titans? Yes, Paulie.
It's the freakiest thing. Week two, the Colts lost 24-0 to the Jaguars, and the next week they beat the Chiefs 20-17. That does not make sense.
Let's take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. This message brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info like names and addresses from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data, and they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See the terms? Learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's Discover.com/online privacy protection. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Be a busy final hour. Just got word Justin Herbert will join us. Charles Barkley will join us. Louis Riddick of the Mothership will join us next hour. And then we'll hear from Matt Ryan of the Colts coming up here in a moment. By the way, the Broncos over-under to start the season was 10.5. According to DraftKings, the Broncos over-under for wins is now 7.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
I was looking at the Chargers' stats last night. They didn't pass very well. They didn't run very well. They're going against good defense. But with all those injuries to be 4-2, they don't feel, like you said, they're in that same tier at all.
Nope.
But, you know, either did teams like the Bengals at this point last year.
Well, the Chiefs are 4-2.
Yeah.
The Chargers and Chiefs don't feel like they're the same.
No. The Chargers have been outscored this year by 11 points on the season. The Chiefs have outscored their opponents by 30.
The Super Bowl odds right now, according to DraftKings, the Bills are the favorites, prohibitive favorites. Then it's the Eagles, Chiefs, Bucks, Chargers, Vikings. Interesting. Two best teams right now are the Bills and the Eagles. I think you got to give credit to the Eagles that being undefeated and balanced. It just feels like they don't need to have a big passing game or big running game. The defense is good. Both the offense and defensive lines are very good. And a lot of this is attrition. Can you keep your team healthy when your team loses somebody who steps in? And you're going to find with some of these teams, you have that depth. Buffalo has depth at the defensive line. And the Eagles do. Having that ability to be able to, if we swap somebody out, somebody's injured, somebody needs a breather, we don't lose anything. Having depth is so crucial. 17-game schedule now, and just seeing if you can stay healthy. What product are you putting out there week in and week out? Yes, Paulie?
I was thinking about a team that isn't really doing the job that they need to do. Like the Cleveland Browns, remember before the season you said, if they could play 500 football, then hand this team off to Deshaun Watson, all be well. They lost to the Jets early in the season by a point. They lost to Atlanta by 3 points. Yeah. There's a couple they could have had.
Russell Wilson, first 9 completions, went to 9 different receivers. According to the NFL, first player to complete his first 9 pass attempts in a game to 9 different receivers since 1991. That's when play-by-play data was first recorded. He's Matt Ryan of the Colts, the former league MVP, led the Colts to a win over the Jags. They're now 3-2-1. How the hell are you guys 3-2-1, Matt? Can you explain that to me?
No. You know, it's really been an interesting first, 6 games here. But we are where we are, and we're right in the mix. And so 6 games into it, honestly, you just, obviously you'd like to be 6-0, but we're not. But we're where we need to be in order to accomplish what we want to accomplish.
But also when you go from, the Falcons and a system and you were comfortable and then you go to a new team like Russell Wilson with Seattle now goes to Denver. How big a transition is that for, even guys who are Hall of Fame quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's harder. It's probably a little harder than you think it's going to be. You think you're just, hey, I'm going to go there. I'm going to do exactly what I've done, my entire – it's just different. You get in and the day-to-day operation of the building, the coaches. I thought having gone through coaching transitions and stuff like that, it would help. And I think to a certain extent – it did during my time in Atlanta, but it really feels a lot like being a rookie again, because not only are you learning, a new offense, you're getting used to new coaches. For the first time in 14 years, I'm learning a completely new roster. Even in those coaching transitions we had in Atlanta, you still had pieces that you knew, and that continuity helped go through some of those things.
Do you know everybody's name on the roster?
Don't put me on the spot. I think on the roster, I'm pretty good. What kills me, but what's hard is, when you're in the same building for 14 years and you walk around, everybody, right? And so you can say hello. You can. I still struggle at certain times of like, oh, hey, yeah. And it's hard because they all know your name, you know, and you don't want to be. You don't want to be.
OK, impolite, so but... I'm going to be somebody in the office and you don't know my name. How would you handle it when I go, hey, Matt, hey, great, great win against the Jaguars.
Thanks, man. How you doing?
Good. Good. Yeah. Do you know my name, Matt?
Then if you put me on the spot, that's where I just go. No, I don't. I don't. I'm sorry.
You got roughed up those first couple of games in more ways than one. But, you know, do you change anything when you're not playing like they think you're supposed to be playing? You're not playing like you think you're supposed to be playing. So then what goes through your mind?
Yeah, I think, you know, all athletes you know, it's part of professional sports. I mean, if you hang around long enough, there's going to be the ups, there's going to be the downs, and you got to keep plugging away, and you got to keep believing that, you know, your best is coming, you know, the next time you suit up. I think you focus on practice, you focus on trying to, you know, work on good habits in practice, and you know, that's what I've always done. Even from being a young player, when things aren't good, you know, I think you get really simple in those kind of situations. You simplify and you work on the fundamentals and you go back to that and you hammer away at those. And you know, that's what I've tried to do the last handful of weeks.
Okay. When you go home, does mom say to everybody, don't bring up the game if you have a bad game? How does it work when you walk into the house?
My kids got no filter. And so, you know, they'll humble you pretty good. And, you know, like they're starting to get it. So I've got twin boys and they're 4 and a half and they kind of, you know, understand what's going on and they understand wins and losses. And they're like, Dad, you didn't throw any touchdowns. What's up with that? And I'm like, hey man, it's harder than it looks, you know? But it's funny. It's funny to see it. And, you know, luckily, you know, this past week they were fired up and excited we won.
We're talking to Matt Ryan of the Colts. Do you know who has gotten the benefit of more roughing the passer calls in the last 5 years?
I'm assuming it's me.
Yes, it is. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You...
I'm not sure that's a good thing, though, because it means you are getting hit. You know,
okay,
I think that might be like a quantity thing.
Yeah, it is. But I'm wondering, like Brady's been given roughing the passer 15 times. I think you've been given 29 times. Do you?
Damn, why are you bringing this up?
Well,
you,
I'm just curious.
You should have just let this sweep right under the rug and not alerted
anybody.
Are
you selling it better than Brady is? Because you got to be faster than Brady. So it's not like you're not slower than Brady, right?
There's no chance.
Okay.
I think he's like one of three or four people I can probably beat in a foot race in this league, but I feel pretty confident in that one.
But do you sell
it
better?
I had one this past weekend. There was nothing I needed to sell. Yeah. I mean, he was pushing my neck and my neck feels it today, you know, because of it. So, but yes, I mean, it's not like a flop in soccer, but anytime you're hit around the head, I mean, I turn around and look and let them know, but it's up to them to call it.
But also you have to now factor in, if I give the impression that I'm a little more banged up than what I am, then you get pulled out with this sort of overprotection new protocol here with quarterbacks.
Yeah. It's, you know, I think the rule changes have been good, you know, to be honest with you. Like, I get, you know, trying to protect. It's become more of a passing league. You know, we all know that. And I get trying to protect, you know, the guys who are out there that make it entertaining, exciting for fans. But it's hard, you know, like I think the ones below the knee and I think the ones kind of above the shoulders, I think they're pretty easy to officiate. You know, I do think it's the ones that are going to the ground and, you know, landing with full force or whipping, those get subjective and those are tough. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I always like it when they call them and it's, you know, and it's in our favor. But you look at the defensive guys and you go through these meetings and you sit there and you listen to coaches trying to explain how to play. And it's. I don't know what to say, you know? So I think, That part of it is really tough.
Okay, what would you suggest if the competition committee came to you and said, you know, defensive linemen or, you know, anybody who's going to hit the quarterback, how can we make it so it doesn't feel like you guys are overprotected?
I don't think it's easy. You know, I really don't, because, you know, I don't think you want to go back. I really don't. I don't think you want to take steps back to where, you know, where you're getting that full force landing on, because, you know, the amount of, I've always said, you know, to people, like, it's not the impact the guy hits you with that usually hurts the most. It's the ground, you know, like the ground continues to wear you out. So I think it's good what they're trying to do. Maybe you make some of them reviewable, kind of like they do in college football with the targeting, you know, where they have the ability to review whether or not it was. So it's not, you know, quite as, you know, difficult to make that decision in terms of real time.
So you would you change the playing surface? You think that that's a bigger culprit than, you know, how they're actually calling the hits on a quarterback?
You mean the playing surface in terms of like field turf or grass?
Like grass, would that change things? Would that feel different than, you know, what you're falling on now?
I always think grass feels better. Like if I've played a game, my hips, my knees, you know, all those kind of things feel better after having played on grass. But to be honest with you, when you're getting taken down, you know, into it, you don't know the difference of whether or not you're on turf or you're on grass. It just hurts.
So 320 on turf or 320 on grass, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not, you know, and I've played long enough to where, you know, I've seen the difference of, you know, full force being able to take you to, you know, to the ground and the difference in those things. And I think it's a good thing.
How many times do you think you've been sacked in your career?
Oh, I don't know.
Just give me a
guess. I'm guessing, you know, 15 years, roughly 15 years, and I don't know, 300-400?
Paulie, you got the exact number?
I got 471 for Matt Ryan.
471.
Yeah.
Do you remember one of the 471 more than any of the other?
There was one in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah, that was, oh. That was
ouch.
One, I think.
Ouch. Ouch.
Thanks, Dan.
Sorry.
Appreciate it.
Sorry about
no,
that.
No, it's honestly one I remember the most. It probably doesn't even count as a sack. I was a rookie. We were playing in Carolina. Oddly enough, John Fox, who's on our staff now, was the head coach in Carolina. And I was playing up there. I think it was maybe week 3 or 4. And like first drive of the game, I got smoked by Julius Peppers right across the chin, threw a pick six. It came back, and it was one of those roughing the passer calls that you talked about earlier. It ended up coming back. But I remember being hit like that and being like, oh, man, this is going to be a different day. Buckle up.
So I should have – how many regular season sacks? That's what I should have – that should have – and were the most painful. Well, no, physically the most. See, I got to work with my staff there, Matt. You know, we were workshopping this, and I brought up the Super Bowl.
I'm with you, man. You're only as good as the guys around you.
Yeah,
you know? You're only as good as the guys around you.
And it feels like we're 3-2-1. I think in here, Matt.
Hell, it's over 500. We'll take it.
Yes. Does the Super Bowl come up in Indianapolis very often? As you know, much as it might have in Atlanta, or when people would interview you.
No, you know, I don't think it's I guess, for lack of a better term, my baggage, not their baggage. You know, there's lots of things that have gone on here that I wasn't aware of before too, that you're kind of, you know, coming into. But it only comes out when, you know, people are asking me to tell them how many sacks I have in my career and trying to, you know, go through that.
Why does Matt come on with us every year if we treat him this way?
Oh, Dan, you're the best.
You got the Titans. You guys play the Titans. Is it every other week or every 3 weeks it feels like you play the Titans?
Yeah, it seems like it's something like that since I've been here. It's quick. I mean, what's wild is, you know, it's five of our first seven are in division, which I don't think at any point in my career I've ever, I've ever had that many games front loaded. You know, I've had a lot of them where you have them in the back end where, you know, you have a chance to, you know, either pick up ground or close ground, whatever you need to do. But it's definitely different this year playing five of the first seven in division.
Great to talk to you as always. And hopefully you don't add to this sack total or the roughing the passer. Everything's going to be good. No worries against the Titans. You don't have to worry about that defense, right?
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man. That's Matt Ryan. Yeah. Paulie said, you know, he's come on with this every – I think we talked to him when he was still at Boston College.
Oh, yeah. We had him on after our Thursday night game at, like, Virginia Tech years ago.
Yes.
We started having him on.
That's right.
We've run it. I think he's the tallest quarterback in the league, and I don't know if he gets credit for his tallness.
Well, you don't want to be too tall.
Right. But Osweiler, I don't know if Osweiler's in the league anymore. But
I don't think he is.
Remember, Seton, we saw Matt Ryan at the golf event?
He's legit like 6'5", maybe 6'6". Justin Herbert's there, too.
I think it's the hair with Herbert. He's got the little pompadour going.
I like that. Yep. Style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. 2022 Mercedes-Benz range. SUVs. Learn more at NBUSA.com. Test drive one, your local dealer. He's always one of our favorite guests because I do think he listens to the question and he answers the question. So you throw out that damn Super Bowl.
He a good dude, man. He really is. He's got a great sense of humor.
Now, technically, I didn't bring up the Super Bowl. He did.
There were dozens of other sacks that he could have brought up.
He could have. There were hundreds of sacks he could have brought up. He brought up the Super Bowl. Oh, your face, Seton? You were like,
oh!
we weren't trying to bring it up.
Well, there's the one in the Super Bowl that sticks out.
Yeah. Oh! I know. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Danette. And thanks for taking my call again. I do have a stat of the day. I had a call an audible on it because you already used one that I had. But ooh, okay. I did want to know, are we going to get your NBA Finals picks and your NBA champion pick today, maybe later on in the show?
Oh, you know what?
Today.
I didn't get enough credit for picking Golden State last year to start the year, Andrew. So, I don't know. It just feels like I'm being taken for granted here. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, why weren't you at the ring ceremony tonight? Why were you not invited to that? You're part of the team,
I
basically.
Said if Draymond shows up, I'm not going to show up. All right? Okay.
And also, one other question for Fritzy. Does he have more pie-to-the-face bets with the Broncos than the Broncos have wins right now? And on that note, I do have the stat of the day.
Okay. All right.
There's only two players in the Super Bowl era with at least 20 rushing touchdowns, 8 passing touchdowns, and 6 receiving touchdowns. Taysom Hill and Walter Payton. That's
Whoa.
Your special stat of the day.
Wow. Thank you, Andrew. Taysom Hill, Hall of Famer, question mark. Is that what we're saying?
He's about 16,000 yards shy, rushing-wise.
Yeah. Hey, what's Taysom Hill and Walter Payton have in common? Oh, okay. I guess you would say versatility, Paulie?
I think Peyton has, 8 career touchdown passes. I think that's more than Manziel.
Wow.
No offense.
All right, coming up, we have our play of the day and more phone calls as well. So it's a busy show. Charles Barkley a little later on. Justin Herbert will join us, and we'll be back after this. Every week, we talk about our friends at Panini America. Actually, every day. They're the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, and we invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. They have one-of-a-kind digital cards there. Keep in mind, with Panini, not only the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, they also have the official products from the NFL, NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and, coming real soon, World Cup NFTs. NBA Select, NFL Select NFTs. They're the next to drop. They won't last last long. They'll sell out fast. Go to PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. You can share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earning exclusive award cards, and build a wish list for the items that you love. Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, and rare inserts from every base pack. That's PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my my God.
The play, the play, is called play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Snap, hold, kick is up, and it is good! Chargers win! 39 yards! MVP Dustin Hopkins of this contest. Boy, what a hard-fought, ugly, muddy game, and what a sight down on the field, DJ. They got Hopkins up on their shoulders, carrying him off the field for the victory.
Courtesy of the Chargers Radio Network, Hopkins kicked four field goals in a game, his fifth career four field goal game, and his first since 2019, and he's injured. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at M-Drive, supplements for driven guys, supporting healthy testosterone and the drive to get things done. Try M-Drive for $5. Text Dan to 55,000. That's 55000. Feel good. Accomplish more. Text Dan to 55,000. Get your first order for $5. Message and data rates may apply. New podcast on my network. It's called Running Smoke. I mentioned this last week. The first ever indigenous person to race in the NASCAR Cup Series, Derek White. And he's fighting for his innocence. The largest police operation for selling tobacco in Canada. He was arrested and buying the tobacco in the States, taking it to Canada. And he says he believes it's his native right. And there is a lot of things involved in this. New episodes every Wednesday. It's called Running Smoke. Out wherever you get your podcast or at danpatrick.com. Very proud of that. Also, Marcellus Wiley, who joins us tomorrow, has a podcast on there as well. Get a couple of phone calls in here. Nick in California. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Sorry.
Nick,
going by.
Are you in trouble?
Can you hear me?
Are you in trouble?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, sir.
Okay.
Sorry, I was. Thanks for taking my call. Good to see you in the chair. I went to the game last night. Truly electrifying. I mean, Broncos showed some life. Obviously, that fumble cost us the game. But I mean, even in overtime, you look at the Broncos, and they're so predictable. It's like run, then pass. Oh, we'll just punt. We make a stop. We get the ball back. Run, pass, and punt. Broncos country, let's cry, man. It's sad.
Wow.
Really,
okay, there you go. Nick could be in trouble there. That's a hot take right there.
Broncos are a four-alarm fire right now.
Sorry, Todd. It's
brutal. But he's right. Run, incomplete punt.
Fritzy, you look like a retired yoga instructor.
I think that's a new t-shirt.
Run,
incomplete punt.
Punt fest.
I think I'm sending it right now.
Okay. Kyle in Iowa. Kiowa. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Dan. 6 foot, 285, a little beefy.
Hey.
Hey, first of all, I want to thank you for putting me on the Traeger. I'm on the second one, and I love it.
Oh, good, good.
Fritzy, being an Iowa Hawkeye fan, I want to say I feel your pain. Having good defenses and no offenses that back it up really stinks. So I'll hang up and listen, but hey, go Hawks.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
They happen to have a very good defense. I would be so pissed off if I'm on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, we talked about that recently where the defense is so good and then the offense comes in for like film study or you see them in the hallway and you're like, you have an offense that, like the Lions' offense was so good, they were averaging 35 points a game. Then I think they got shut out. And you're like, hey, where's the offense there, boys?
Can you not give up 40 when we score 37? Is it possible you could keep it to 30 points?
Who do the Broncos have next, Todd?
I honestly don't even know. I'd have to look it up. I'm being totally honest.
How do you, as opposed to being what?
No, normally I would know that. Like, if they would have won that game, I probably could have rattled off their next four opponents if they were 3-3 and one game out of first place. Now I'm like, I don't know what I want to do.
What do you mean? What do you want?
Like watching every play of these first six games has made me question whether I need to or should watch every play of the next game.
Are you going to tap out?
I'm not going to tap out, but I'm religiously watching every single play.
Can you sort of watch the Broncos?
Probably not, but I may try that for the next game to just have it in the background. They may even have a bye week for it.
How about when they get to the red zone, then you stop watching?
That would make sense because there's a good chance they're going to get zero and a slight chance they'll get three.
The Broncos have scored points on 7 of 15 red zone drives. That's on pace to match the lowest red zone scoring percentage since 2009. Denver's red zone touchdown percentage is on pace to be the lowest in the NFL in the last two decades.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Dan in Pennsylvania would like to cheer you up, Todd.
Okay.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, DP, and hey, Dennis. How are you guys doing today?
Great. Yeah, great. Yeah.
Hey, so I'm trying to cheer up Fritzy from, you know, last night's debacle and all season long debacle with the Broncos. So I had the multiple pie to the face bet with Notre Dame winning multiple national championships at the beginning of the year. And since since we lost on Saturday, I don't want to talk about that or rehash that. So I wanted to know that if you wanted me to pay at least this year's pie to the bet now, and I was also going to give Fritz the option of him letting me pick what pie he wants me to get smashed in the face with.
There you go, Todd. Do you,
that's very nice.
All right, you want to pick a pie for Dan in Pennsylvania?
Notre
Dame's not going to win the national title this
year. No. Notre Dame has...
Yes, Todd.
I think since Notre Dame has like the blue with the gold, I think a blueberry pie would make sense.
Blueberry. All right. A blueberry pie for Dan in Pennsylvania. Said Notre Dame's going to win multiple national titles. And I said, in what sport? Maybe baseball. Yes, Paul.
The Broncos are hosting the Jets next week.
Ooh.
Which a couple weeks ago you thought that would have been great.
That used to be a, yeah.
Then we're sending that mess out to London, and the Broncos are going against the Jaguars in week 8.
Is that going to hurt our relations with London?
Wait, Broncos-Jets in London?
No, Broncos-Jets are home next week.
Then it's Jaguars and the Broncos. Correct.
Jaguars hosting the Broncos at Wembley. Okay. Jaguars consider the home team because they play there so often.
Yeah.
Not even kidding.
Yeah. Well, their owner, Shad Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Week 9, they have a bye week.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I was just curious when they were showing the Walton family at SoFi and they're all sitting there watching this yet another embarrassment going into overtime and not getting out of their own way. That's a tough purchase right now.
Yeah, the new owner is sitting there going, I don't know if it really impacts their day.
They'll be all right. They'll make rent. But
when they get on their new jet flying back, so disappointed. One more item. We close that hour one. We all have different ideas about success, and we achieve it at different times in different ways. And I'm not sure what your goals are now. Maybe you've changed jobs. Maybe you're considering retirement. Your version of success, striving to reach your goals. Maybe you have to think about your investment portfolios, retirement accounts, and I've got the right people for you. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients like you create personalized retirement plans, understand all the options you have for claiming Social Security, and they will implement an investment portfolio that's designed around your needs. And that's just the start, because if you're a client of Stifel, you have their award-winning equity research and investment strategy views at your fingertips. That will enable you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor. Stifel.com, STIFEL.com. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy.
You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you, like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric, the feeling, all Mercedes, the choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you it's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.